In continuing discussion this halacha of Dovah v'Shem Amrei, the Gemara Masechta Yevamim Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis tells us that Rebbe Elazar heard something from his Rebbe, Rebbe Yochanan. And when he said it over in the Beis Medrash, he didn't say it over in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. And Rebbe Yochanan was quite upset until Rebbe Yaakov Eidi told him that for everything that Yeshua said, did he say that he heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu? Rather, Yeshua would say Divrei Torah. And everybody knew that because Yeshua was the loyal Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, everything he's saying is obviously what he had learned and heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. So too said Rabbi Yaakov Eidi to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar is your Talmud, and therefore everything he says must be what he heard from you, his Rebbe, and there's no reason for you to be so upset. So the question is, why indeed was Rabbi Yochanan so upset if this was the obvious situation that everybody knew whatever Rabbi Elazar says he's saying over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says that the reason Rabbi Yochanan was upset, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Agura ba'alecha ilamin. So to speak, that you can live in two worlds. Is it possible to live in two worlds? Rather, says the Gemara, David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Yiratzon she'yomer David shmi shmu b'pi ba'olam hazeh. Shamar Rav Yochanan Shimon b'Shim ben Yochai, Kol Tam Chacham, Shamar David shmu b'pi ba'olam hazeh, Sfasov David v'yis b'kevesh, Shnem David v'sifse yishenim. How critical it is to say over Divrei Torah b'Shem Amrei, especially when the Amrei is no longer alive. And as the Tyrus Chaim explains, that a person, when he's not in this world, can't get tzchar. But when you say over halacha in his name, then it gives him an opportunity to get tzchar. And therefore, the Rambam indeed, in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Hei Halacha Tes, Paskins, that if everybody knows that you are a Talmud of a specific Rebbe, and what you're saying is B'Shem that Rebbe, you don't have to say the Rebbe's name. There's another Gemara, in Masech the Brochus, Daf Chav Zayin Amabeis. The Gemara says, Hoy medova shloi shoma mipi rabbi, Gorim l'shchinosh t'stalik b'Yisrael. And the base Yosef in Yerideya, Simon Reshimun Beis, brings a machlokes to Rosh and the Rambam. What is Pshat in that Gemara? The Rosh says that you shouldn't say over in the name of your Rebbe something that your Rebbe actually didn't say. The Rambam, very much in line with what we just learned, says, since everything that a Talmud says, we can assume he's saying B'Shem Rabbi, so if there's a Talmud, if there's going to be a situation where this individual, who's the Talmud Muvik of a Rebbe, is not saying something in the name of that Rebbe, he should be very, very careful to make sure that everybody realizes that what he's saying now is not like usual what he heard from his Rebbe. Why is it so critical to make sure that what you say should, in the name of someone, should, and if it's not, you shouldn't say it and make anybody believe that it was that person who said it? Because if you say something, particularly if it's your own Dvar Torah, your own Chiddush, and you want to attribute it to someone who didn't say it, it shows a level of gaiva. It shows that you're so confident in your Dvar Torah, in your Dvar Halacha, that you're willing to attribute it to somebody greater than you that may have never said it. And therefore, you should not do so. However, the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph teaches us in Bikashta Lichanek Hitler Be'Elan Godel. And Rashi says, if you want to say something and you want to be sure that people will accept what you say, say it in the name of an Adon Godel. And in fact, the Magen Avraham and Ayur Chaim Simin Kuf Nun Vav Sifkat and Beis says that if you heard a din and you're sure that that is the halacha, and you want to make sure that everybody will follow that halacha, you could say it over in the name of somebody great, even though he never said it. And the Magen Avraham himself asks from the Gemara that we just quoted in Brachas, Ha'im Adav B'Shem Chacham Shloi Shomim Menu Goyim L'Shechina Shetetalik Mi'Yisrael. So how could you do something like this just because you're convinced what you're saying is correct? So the Machzis HaShekel answers that if you say something which is incorrect in the name of your Rebbe, so you're causing him to be embarrassed. However, if you are convinced that what you're saying is absolutely correct and your kavana is l'shem shemayim, because you want people to know the halacha and you want people to follow the proper halacha, so by saying it over in the name of your Rebbe, in essence, what you're doing is you're giving tremendous cover to your Rebbe, because you're showing the world, you're showing your Rebbe that your word is so important and so great that for me to give it credence, to give the Vart credence, I say it over in the name of that Rebbe. That's the greatest act of Kavod HaTorah. As we mentioned in a previous year, how do we know the Kol HaOmer Medava B'Shem Omrei Mevi Gula Laila? Because Esther repeated in the name of Mordechai Tachashverish what happened with Bigson Viserish, how they had plotted to kill the king. And out of that report, the Nace of Purim all evolved. Achashverosh saying, Manasa Yaakov Gdula, how should we show honor to him? And Haman and the whole story. So we see from here, say to Mepharshim, that the din of Kol HaOmer Medava B'Shem Omrei Mevi Gula L'Olam is not only said by Divrei Torah. It's here, she didn't repeat Achashverosh any Dvar Torah. She repeated Dvar but Pixon Viserish, and yet Mevi Gula L'Olam. But I did see that the Medrash Shmuel explains that in the world that we live in, as much as we try, we obviously don't live in a perfect world. We don't live in a world that's perfectly conducive to Limud HaTorah. When will there be a world which is a world of learning Torah? When the Gula comes. So this is what the Tana means to teach us. Kol HaOmer Medava B'Shem Omrei, even if it isn't a Dvar Torah. But like we saw from the episode of Esther and Achashverosh and Mordechai, maybe Gula L'Olam creates a situation of Gula. And when there's a situation of Gula, then we will have a world where it be much, be a world of learning Torah. And there's a girsa at the end of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Halamanata, Shekol HaOmer Dava Shloisham Pi Rabbi, Goyim L'Shechina Shetostalik Mi'Yisrael, V'kol HaOmer Dava B'Shem Omrei Mevi Gula L'Olam, Shadam V'Taymel Estel Melech B'Shem Marotchai. From here we see that not only saying Dava B'Shem Omrei brings a Gula, but Chas V'Sholem, when you don't say it B'Shem Omrei, the opposite occurs. It's a way that you won't have the Gula. What's Pshat? Because The only way we will be able, says the Chassid Jaivitz, to attain the Gula is only through Talmidei Chachamim, through real Talmidei Chachamim, through real Limud HaTorah. And as we're learning here, the way a Talmid Chacham becomes a Talmid Chacham is by one of the Kinyanei HaTorah, is by Oymed Dover B'Shem Amrei. So if you're not going to be Oymed Dover B'Shem Amrei, you won't attain the true level of Limud HaTorah. You won't truly become a Talmid Chacham. And if we won't have Limud HaTorah, if we won't have Talmidei Chachamim, then we won't have the Gula. So it's necessary to say Dov Shem Amrei, to reach the Madrega of Limud HaTorah, to reach the level of Talmidei Chachamim, through which, indeed, we will be Zeicher to Gula La'olam.